against the Russians because you're in collusion and coalition with the Soviets. But you were going to do a lot of things, and part of it was to be based on time, explicit, exacting time elements, hooked to the clock mechanisms. All they had to do was knock out all the power. Didn't have lights, you didn't have clocks, you didn't have any ability to detonate. And all that had to be done was take out your rocket, your vehicle, knock out your timing system. You didn't have to knock out the warhead. There is a force on Earth far greater than what you recognize without having to go into alien space entities. And yet it will be an uprising amongst men. You know, always you guys get it. You send your boys off to be shot at or blown up or catch diseases or whatever it is. You do that first. Gun fodder. And then you're going to shoot missiles at each other and blame each other. But you better be taking very, very seriously these red mercury vehicles for blowing you away because they're neutron bombs. You can blow away all of the life forms in New York City, for instance, and leave the building standing. And no one would think any more about it than a golf ball laying there on the road or in the gutter. They are not recognized by your sniffing animals. They are not picked up on X-ray equipment. These are the games of terrorists, true terrorists who really intend to annihilate. It's just a fact. I am not as concerned about earthquakes or damaging people. You'll be exactly where you need to be when anything happens. But I'll tell you, your cities are disaster areas. That's what you should be attending. And yet I certainly understand. What's everybody going to do? Move to Tehachapi? My goodness.
Commander?
Yes.
I would make two very brief comments and then ask your advice on this Serapis Bay writing, because I'm running out of time myself. The first point I would make is very brief about the earthquakes, in that after a great flurry of activity in the last week and a half to 2 weeks, there has been essentially a locking up of the plates. There has been a very uncharacteristic lack of activity over the last 3 or 4 days, and that generally is a more worrisome situation than a bunch of little quakes. That's all the comment I'll make, because there is enough natural and political reasons for the current situation, as Commander said before. But that happens to be the current situation, very much less earthquake activity than usual, which ought to worry people even more than a lot of activity. The next point I would make is what Commander said about Calvin Bergen's work. We are going to run it on his latest Worldline newsletter on the front page, because it is remarkably important the way he has connected Akhenaten and Aton of Egypt and the various other important personages of that time with the current situation in our space program and the truth behind even the arm patch that was used in the Apollo mission. Now, this has been brought out recently on Art Bell's radio show, but Calvin has put it together with the important historical perspective that all of us who have read Commander's writings will be able to immediately appreciate. So I want people to be well aware of that. It's a very important connection right now. Now,
I have an important connection for you, too, with Art Bell. Just hold it in your heart that we have friends who have been sending, not necessarily to Art Bell, but to the head of the station network that controls Art Bell, and have been sending contacts and Free Americans and stuff, and they got a very cryptic letter back from the head of that network saying, do not send any more of these. They are anti-Semitic, and I, as a Semite or a, I believe maybe he Zionist. Said a Zionist, resent this. And so if you think Art Bell is going to step out of line, think again. So everybody understand the limitations placed on even an Art Bell. And this is why, you know, these are the controlling elements, and this is why Time Warner had to take over Ted Turner's network, because Ted Turner's a maverick, and he might step out of line. And so they had to make it appear okay to absolutely take control. So we just have to keep these things in mind. When you speak of, I call him Serapis Bey. It does not matter what you call him. Serapis Bey is fine. It was Serapis Bey who was in verbal communications with Vandenberg Air Force Base back in 1987. This is the one who will always, if possible and available, when making radio contact with any Earth personages, it will usually be Serapis Bey's command. So pay attention to these priceless writings that are coming from these masters. There is a major, major reason that they are coming through, as they are in a Rainbow Master style. And I am extremely grateful for the way these have been handled. Because, you see, here comes something else where most do not have any idea where this comes from and assume it's from Hatan or Doris or Dharma or somebody trying to put them on. No. And toward that end, in the paper, the greatest achievement that we can make is to be able to utilize human people to present this information to you. We can't say that Cal Bergen's presentation is one iota better than Nora's investigation into that same era, or other understandings and realizations of the circumstances of a time of an Akhenaten, or the meaning of Aton, or the meaning of the A in the NASA program with Osirian Bet. These all need to come forth, and man can tolerate his input so much better than he can recognize an invisible possibility. And we've had it with great amusement, as one say, oh well, Dharma's just out there, now they're keeping secrets. No. Nobody's keeping secrets about anything. Truth is being brought to you from many directions. And we are grateful when we have someone that we can protect a little bit from the assaults that we've had to undergo so far. And everybody's going to get their day in the sun of recognition. Truth has no corner of any being. And one once said to Dharma, I am the only speaker for the silver ray of creation. Bullshit.
In two words.
God would do that? What about his little people in the tip of Tasmania? The audacity and the egotistical insidiousness of such a total fabrication is beyond me. And anyone who walks this road and finally assumes and takes responsibility to try and act and live as a reflection of these great speakers deserves my humble bowing before them on my knees in appreciation. You will have the greatest paper ever on the face of the earth. It's destined to be. And if that means for some reason we can't have it for a while, then we won't have it for a while. But it's destined to be the voice of truth. And Dorma certainly does not have to get out there and do all that. Nobody would believe it anyway. You will tout God, God, God. But you don't believe it. Not for a minute. And how can you tell whether or not you believe it? You wouldn't lie, cheat, and steal. If you understood it all. And you wouldn't be running off to the churches so the preacher can convince you that it's all right. And that some poor man who got murdered 2,000 years ago just did it all for you. It is not the way God works. And if you believe that, without exception, you don't understand what it's about. And it's a little bit like if you are not in almost a state of panic right now over your world, you do not understand your circumstances. It is serious business these days. And I know. Because I am personally working with some of the leaders of the opposition of the Zionists. And there's some big, honking, strong leaders. And they're going to have to be reckoned with. And that is not my problem. They will do what they will do. Their perceptions are no more totally correct than are their adversaries. Because violence is all they know. And they have had to work at a disadvantage against this Jewish Zionist element of banksters for all of their existence. And they've known it was wrong, so in their religious aspect, they go before God and they don't gamble, they don't drink, they don't smoke, and they don't, you know, they don't take usury. Now you tell me about having both hands tied behind you while you are trying to deal with the commercial element of the Zionist banksters. So when they come against you, they will call it a holy war. And yet, the leaders, most of them, know that by simply acting in truth without these things, they can prevail. They can prevail. And they can easily do it if they get together and they do it. And they can do it without violence. And that's what they would like to do. But I'm afraid that most of you, the citizens of this welfare world, will object to what has to be taken place to evolve. And it doesn't mean that the masses of people in these other places will understand. But when you find the primitive element of the slashers pitted against the unlearned. It's going to be a different kind of a brute force upheaval. And that's the way they want to start the thing. Force against force, killing against killing, tattling, theft, all of these things to give them excuse to bring in more force. And they will do it. And our job is to live within the law, work within whatever is presented unto us. And it doesn't mean we're weak. It means that we must be shrewd and we must know what we're doing. Because you can do it without being violent and you can do it without breaking any laws. They want you to break the laws, people. They really want you to. This is a way you get rid of your leaders. Make them come out and then you arrest them and they're through. Do you think they have any more trouble with Mr. Freeman? How much problem are they having with Bo Grice today? You do not go break the laws. You do not break the laws. That only gives them an excuse to hang you. Anything else? I need to go.
I need to jump back in here.
I have a question, Commander.
The mic's over there.
This is Todd. Commander, I have a question. I'm fully aware that the goodness is a form of energy. This is my concept, and evil has an energy. Does this energy has to deal with the comet that we're talking about? If there's more goodness, then we can deter the chances of this comet to collide with Earth. But if there's so much evil of its own energy, will it attract this comet to continue its function and do what it has to do?
It could be perceived that way. Certainly enough goodness does present enough energy that it most certainly would cause a diversion of it. You see, already they can't decide what even to tell you about it. It changes its direction. This accompanying thing, you know, is everywhere around it. And they say it's moving away. Then it's coming right on, head on. The facts are they don't know. And the more it's talked up, the more energy is poured into it. You see, if nobody noticed, there would be no energy moving toward it, period. And there very, very definitely is a frequency to good energy versus negative energy. It's one of the reasons that you can describe or define the two attitudes. Goodness bears with it a positive energy flow, a creative energy flow. Evil bears with it a destructive, very heavy, very deadly energy flow, very negative in its ability to create chaos. And when you have people dropping dead of a heart attack and they happen to be a world-renowned leader and they're not in the right age group or whatever for a literal heart attack, you can be sure that is a low pulse just creating cardiac arrest. First, a fibrillation where the heart just cannot beat. And you all have to attend this. You have to understand. And I don't like the way it's handled in the New Age movement. You know, let's all sit and create good energy. Well, first of all, you've got to get over the feeling of stupidity for sitting there like that. You have to have an intent within. and all the show and hand-holding in the world is not going to produce what one energy in the silence of its soul pleads in a positive manner and intent for the salvation of itself and its relations. And that's what you don't understand. So ones will come along and will explain to me what you mean. And I tell you that. Oh, well, okay, we'll go out there and we'll all do this, but we won't hold hands. Well, who cares what you're doing? It's your intent. Are you putting positive energy into this globe? You see, so many say, well, all I have to do is perfect myself and just be. No, it's not enough. I'm sorry. It is not enough. Faith without works is nothing. That's easy. If you're just going to sit there and be, you can't even do much bad, can you? Well, you're not doing any good either. Neither do I want you, for goodness sakes, out there on the rooftop pounding your chest, me Tarzan, me positive, me change the world. I mean, I can tell you that one day, coming from the courthouse, Rick will probably just fold up at this one. On the corner, you know, is this man, and he's looks like, you know, he has bathed maybe once in the last 6 years. And he's really out of it, but boy, he's really with God, and he's out there on the corner. You know? Will that attract people to God? No. It makes it ridiculous. Strength comes in the silence of your intent. Power comes by accepting that strength. And in doing something, be it ever so little, and doing it correctly and in truth. If you are in truth, you don't ever have to worry about contradictions. And yet life itself in its unfolding is one contradiction after another, until you understand the mystery that made it a contradiction. God is simplicity. It is so simple just to tell the truth. You don't have to remember anything. It's just there. And you may slip up a little bit, 5 minutes here or 10 minutes there. But the concept, the basic scenario, is always the same. They try to make a great big deal of 2 minutes in the Simpson trial. They make a big deal about a lot of things, but they fail to mention that Nicole Brown Simpson was alive for quite a while. She was shoved under a 4-inch fence, and her legs swelled to the point they could hardly get her body out from under the fence. That means that she laid there at least 15 minutes before her throat was cut. Now, is this some miracle of God's vision? No. It is pure and simple medical fact. If they had cut her throat, she would have bled to death, and they could have shoved her anywhere, and it wouldn't make any difference. It takes a while for body fluids to pool, and you get bloating, yes, but you do not get swelling. Read contact. You will never in your life have better paper Never. And it doesn't have to come from outer space. These are known facts. This is how you can know the entire show that's going on is a farce. But it's not funny to the ones experiencing it or victimized by it. They had to go after O.J. Simpson. There's some things they have to accomplish, and you have to have the right entities to manage it. And then he was getting a little too close to Farrakhan. But let's not take Farrakhan so lightly. He has his betrayer right in his house. It is not easy to serve God in a world where they're vying for power, but it's certainly safe enough. Because the protectors have come. And now this protector is going to go. Any objections to that? EJ, you may come back. I need to get her home. I think you may even want to stay around. I think you will be expecting a phone call. And I need you to be there. We have some magnificent things in working. And I wish that I could share those things. I can't. And I hope that you will understand that. Thank you for being patient with me. Please have your break. Please let either us go and Ed speak with you now or come back or whatever you want to work out. But let me just go now. Well, then take your, or you can come up here and get this one.
This is just a short writing from Serapis Bay from yesterday. And as I begin this writing, I will read something from my editor's note that Commander Hatton sort of talked to you about already, but Serapis talks about it from a little different point of view. He says, "I am often referred to as the Commander Hatton of the Seven Rays. I represent the disciplinarian, the taskmaster, the lion. Shout loudly and push around the big stick. I shall always give the directness, bottom line, thee call it. I shall effort at relieving thee of the mush of thy self-indulgence. I am often referred to as the lion, not so much from ferocious terror that I bring forth, but I suspect 'tis more that I growl a lot. At any rate, I choose and choose yet the direct path." And that is a lot like Commander Hatton. Anyway, Serapis Bay says, "Good afternoon, my friend. It is I, Serapis Bay, come to commune with you this day so that you and your brothers may have the insights and instructions that you need in order to find your way. Yes, I am of the light, and I come within the light of Creator God as the fourth aspect of his spectral expression. It is always wise to demand identification of any and all who would come to commune with you. Thank you for allowing for the opportunity to share this day. These messages of lighted truth reach much further than you would be comfortable realizing. Find balance and peace within and let us continue, please. The people on this planet are on the peripheral edge of awakening to the higher reality of both the physical truth and more importantly, the spiritual truth concerning the true nature of their existence and placement within the universal order of creation. You of ground crew must be prepared yourselves, for you yourselves could be caught up in the chaos and confusion that shall ensue within a very short physical segment of time. As always, sequence of events, not the physical ticking of a clock, dictates the occurrence of events. So do not ask," I think he wrote this for you, Brent, "when or what date. you shall have to prepare as if it will be tomorrow if you want to be certain that you are ready for the upcoming changes. The awakening that I speak of is that of the coming undeniable realization that your little planet is not alone in the universe, and that there is a very real community of extraterrestrial, that is, not of this earth, beings who have come at this time for the very purpose of awakening physical earth human from a most limiting sleep state. There are many reasons for this sequence of events at this time. One of the major reasons is that you are in the process of destroying your planet, and this is not acceptable to those who recognize the universal impact of such an event. You, both as individuals and as a planetary community, affect the entire universe by both your thoughts and actions. Remember, all is connected to all. Your lack of understanding of basic spiritual truths has brought you to the point at which you find yourselves this day. The truth is the truth is the truth. You have to face your own personal responsibility as a member of your planet's community for having allowed this condition of ignorance to grow and to persist. Shall you remain part of the problem, or will you step outside your self-centered world and take responsibility for your thoughts, actions, inactions, and resultant effects on your society's current condition? Many of you to whom I speak have been patiently awaiting this time with great anticipation of the whole awakening process. That time is at hand, and though many have anticipated the return of the Christed One, ones have in many cases ignored their own awakening, always waiting for another to do it for you. You all have the Christ potential within. Why do you await another to come and save you from your own self-generated hells? You shall save yourself, or you shall repeat this experience again and again until you do. No lighted wayshower would deny you your opportunity for personal growth. Many have prepared long ago and have grown complacent in their efforts to keep up with the daily flow of information available to them. Many have heard similar messages to this one and view these messages as just another message of crying wolf. This is fine, and you must always discern for yourself the value of each and every message offered. God shall always provide the way showers and guides. He shall leave the decision making up to you, so that you alone shall stand accountable and responsible for both your actions and your inactions. Those of you who offer these messages to friends and family, who then refuse to listen, must come into realization that you cannot do it for them, and if you did, they would resent you for doing so. Each souled being has at some point agreed to go through the experience of the learning cycle of growth. You must honor their decisions and choices. Each error that they make in judgment shall give them insights into what it is that they need to confront and overcome in the way of self-imposed limitations. And related to the above, let me remind all of you once again of the following most important point. There shall be many who will not physically survive the upcoming transition. Many. So when I say be prepared, I am saying that there shall be those difficult to confront issues, such as loss of family and friends, that you must be prepared to face and overcome. Else you become overwhelmed with grief, and thus possibly lost to those who may truly need your help. Keep always in your heart that the experiences of the soul are infinite, and that this is but one small existence in the infinite cycles of a soul's journey. Let us return to considerations of the awakening that is imminent. First of all, your population shall be torn in perceptions and emotional impact. You shall see ones of very so-called educated stature become absolutely overwhelmed to the point of insanity as their ego-based reality is shattered completely. Then, at the other end of the emotional spectrum, you shall see ones who are filled with great excitement and joy as their long-time hunches and perceptions of reality are finally confirmed and verified. For many, there shall be feelings of chaos and confusion, as ones shed their old limited perceptions and beliefs. The more soundly asleep the entity, the more jarring will be the wake-up call. there shall be a great spiritual resurgence as ones innately recognize the universal signature of the emotional frequencies emanating from the non-terrestrial visitors. These shall be most warm and genuine frequencies of compassion and love. You ones of ground crew who have been diligent in your preparations will know what to do when the sequence is correct. Indeed, many of you will be nearly overwhelmed with the ones who will be moved to come your way seeking to understand what is taking place. These ones will be, more than anything else, seeking to find balance within, as they must come to grips with the fact that they have been living a mind-controlled existence within a mind-controlled society, and further, that they have been completely caught up in the dazzling distractions engineered by these controllers. Realize well that this is the major overall role for ground crew, to aid in the transition of the planet to a higher level of consciousness. These are the experiences for which you have come down here at this time. Inasmuch as you have prepared, your job will be easier. Take each and every opportunity for growth as an opportunity to prepare for these challenges that are coming. Do not think that you are just another nobody who reads some so-called underground newspaper. You are a lighted being who has a purpose to fulfill. Learn to recognize the distractions of the adversary and persist through the challenges with which you are faced. And by all means, stop limiting yourself. Know that you are a valuable team member, if you so choose to be one. Rejoice in knowing that you are never alone in this experience or any other. When the whole world seems to be against you, know that God is always there for you and that you need the experience in order to cause you to search to new depths for the answers that you need. Seek always within the protection of God's light to understand more, and you shall find yourself amazed at how fast you can grow and learn. I am Serapis Bay, laying out the foundation upon which you once can build a solid enough certainty that will allow you to weather the chaotic and confusing events of the not-so-distant future. Blessings to those of you who have persisted through these trying times and have learned your lessons. In light and service to Creator Source, salute.